Tasmania Focus. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Anne-Marie Currie. I'm your presenter for this edition of Senior Focus. And this is my first recording to be broadcast this year that I've made because there've been a number of repeats. So having had a holiday, it's a good feeling, and I'm really looking forward to a great year. And for my holiday, I only get one real break in the year for a few days. I went down to Taupo and then across through Rotorua to Te Puke, and from there went to my secret hidey hole in Makatu. And last year at the Writers Festival, I had the pleasure of listening to an amazing 80-year-old Māori woman on Zoom talking to us from Monte Cassino in Italy, where she was with Arawa elders celebrating the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Monte Cassino. And she wrote in her book, Hine, it's autobiography, really, but it's very much a social analysis of the various factions and groups that she interacted with during seminal phases of her development. And in particular, she does talk about the social associations between Māori and Pākehā, and the different types of people within both societies in Rotorua. And because she hails from Arawa people and Ohinemutu, she has enormous insight into how things run and how things get managed. And she had a chapter on Makatu in her book, which fascinated me. So not having ever been there, getting an invitation to go was really special. So it's enabled me to have a wonderful holiday break, really enjoy fabulous seafood, lots of wonderful fresh food. It's not called the Bay of Plenty for nothing. And really enjoying the company that I had amongst the various Māori people that I know in that area. So I've come back with a sense of being grounded, being mindful that there are many people who can't afford a holiday, and also mindful that for many people they're on a treadmill of constant change, having to look for other housing. And for me, I've been in a stable housing situation now for 4 years, and that's the first time in a long time that I haven't been uprooting almost year by year, every year. And I can say that it's making a big difference to just the way the things I tackle and the way I go about things and what I can do when I haven't got that constant anxiety behind me, having to think about what it's going to be like to pack up and move. And I see that there are some housing surveys being done. In particular, there's one in today's paper that was done on the internet and obviously canvassing people in lots of different countries and comparing different generations of people and their views. And so it got me thinking, we don't have a lot of research about the housing problems in New Zealand. We have some, but when it comes to seniors, Ray Harris did a really interesting study about 8 years ago for the Salvation Army and their policy arm. There've been one or two other people doing housing research as part of their PhDs and so on, having selected topics. And it's very interesting when you delve into some of these things. Seniors may be looked at, but they're often only a subset of the overall research. So they don't get a detailed look at some of the variables and how different they are for different ages of seniors. So people in their 50s have certain issues. People in their 60s have certain issues. People in their 70s are becoming that little bit more vulnerable. There's a higher need for accessibility. And as we know, housing in New Zealand is not very accessible. But we don't know how inaccessible it really is. And when I came across an example of a young woman who got a job in Tauranga, and it was in the disability field, and she herself was a wheelchair user, but for 6 months she tried valiantly to get accommodation that was wheelchair accessible, and she couldn't get anything. And in the end, she had to rely on, for a shower, she got a place, but the shower wasn't accessible. Everything else was, and she had to get friends to erect a shower on the deck. So she showered outside in all winds and weathers, and that was the only way she could make things work and stay in her job. And she's not even in the age group that we focus on, but it's even worse when you start looking for seniors who've got multiple issues, and accessibility's at the top of the list of what they're looking for. We're going to focus more on this topic. I'm going to get some people in to talk on this topic later in the year. But right now we've got a number of issues coming up for February. We've got the council's annual plan, which everyone can give feedback on. And so we will have support with Alex Bonham helping us on that side. We have got to follow what's happening with the Treaty Principles Bill. And now that the 300,000 submissions are on the parliamentary table, we've got 6 months to wait for that process to run its course, but there will be times during the 6 months when discussions take place and so, and comments are made in the media and so on. So we will follow this. And also, we've got a lot of people celebrating their prolific gardens with Harvest Festival. So we thought, since groups focus on that, we will actually run a program on that, maybe looking at some new gardens that have been set up. I know, for example, Grow Forest Hill has got about 50 volunteers that come on the weekends, mostly Sundays. But during the week, they also have a group that actually collect vegetables, box them, and in response to orders, and have them ready to go out to households and on the North Shore. And that's such a successful model that council has actually funded the head person there, Phoebe Atkinson, to actually go to other areas of the city and help them set up their community gardens on a similar model. So that's something we are hoping to follow up. Also, there are music groups operating, some of whom put on regular concerts, and they want us to advertise and let people know when those things are coming up. So we will be giving small ads out across the board, probably at the beginning or the end of a program. And we're also in the process of looking for sponsorship so that we'll be able to continue to keep on making these programs. And if anyone is interested, if anyone listens regularly and they want to help us with that, we are very delighted to hear from you. So our contact details are Senior Focus 104.6 FM, all lowercase, at gmail.com. So do get in touch if you have ideas for things that you want to contribute, or you want to come on the program, or you want to help with sponsorship. I'm actually thinking also that it's very useful to have a wide range of people with different perspectives and different backgrounds involved in being the broadcasting mouthpiece for the program. So we've got our eyes and ears open in terms of looking out for suitable people to come in, because training is available and it's not something that you might think you can do, but I started 7 or 8 years ago, and really it's just a matter of having a passion for radio, and once you've got that, you won't want to stop. So do give it a thought. If you enjoy talking to people, if you have ideas, and if you'd like to even come and be part of a program with others, just to get your toe in the water and see what it feels like being behind the mic. We do that with some of our panels, and Alex Bonham has been very effective in bringing people in, and we've had a lot of fun. And people are quite surprised that it's actually quite a good thing to do. So do consider that and think about how the program affects you, what you get from it, what you value about it, so that we can get some more feedback and we can continue to deliver things that you want, things that are reflecting the things that concern you. I guess balancing the budget for some people is their number one concern, and some people have also mentioned to me that, oh, they know somebody in their circle who's approaching 65, but they don't know how they're going to survive an older age on the pension. They haven't got a lot of savings, and they don't own their own house, so they're not really sure how they're going to manage, how much work they need to be doing, paid work to be able to survive, and also how to structure their tax and things like that. So what I do suggest is that rather than waking up on your birthday when you're 65 and start thinking about these things, it's really worthwhile starting much earlier. So having a bit of knowledge, just starting to perhaps drop into the CAB, the local CAB is probably in your library. And they have all sorts of brochures and pamphlets about the sort of assistance and processes that people can go through to get support when they're on a pension. And it will surprise you how much advanced planning you can do. There's also the opportunity to think about your health and your how you want to be looked after if you become incapacitated in any way. Now, that can be done at any age, but you're more likely to have a fall in an older age than you are otherwise. So sometimes that can lead to having to go into care. And it's very worthwhile then actually setting out what your main concerns are about the type of health care that you might receive, what you'd like to have around you, And I know some people have done a really good job of preparing an advanced care plan, as it's called. It's a confidential information, but it's advised that you share it with your GP and any health professionals that you engage, and that you also make the person who has enduring power of attorney to manage your health care. If you can't, if you're incapacitated mentally and you're unable to make decisions, it's really important that this information is available before that happens, and those people understand your wishes that are in the plan. And sharing the plan between family members and those who've got the actual responsibility for carrying out things is very important, because sometimes there's a lot of conflict and misunderstanding, and even families get split into factions when people don't agree with what's going on. But if people understand what your wishes are, if you've been able to sit down and share what's in your advanced care plan individually with those that matter, you are in a position really to set the scene. So everyone's on the level playing field, everyone has the same information, same understanding, and that way there's less likely to have trouble brewing or someone fighting with someone else over what should be happening. You won't be there to sort it out, or you won't be in a position to be able to sort it out. So it's really important you can think ahead and you can spell out in really clear terms what it is that you want, whether you want to be cremated or not, whether you want to have a certain type of music played around you or not, and so on. Sometimes people who end up in the role of caregiver have been living some distance away. They don't necessarily know your latest interests, and they're not up to date necessarily. So by having things like the music that you like actually even recorded and pre-prepared, so it can be piped into your room if you're somewhere, it's so much better than having to put up with whatever's the standard product available in the facility where you are. I mean, why listen to something you don't like or don't enjoy just because that's the only thing that's there? It's so much better if you have a choice and exercise that choice. So the advanced care plan questions and material that you need to put on paper is all sort of set out in a booklet to guide you, and that's available at the CAB in your local library. So do look out for it. It's about 25 pages and gives you lots of choices. And it's very structured, but you don't have to do any things in it. You don't have to follow it. You don't have to even use that. You can actually write your own plan entirely. But at least this puts in some of the major things that you might want to consider, some of the things you might otherwise forget. So it's a guide to start off with, to start your thinking process. It's not the end product. That's up to you. Yes, so the advanced care plan document is really worthwhile looking at, and it's really worthwhile setting aside some time to work on it. And it's like many things, they go on the back burner, you think about it, but then you don't do it. And another year goes past and you might hear me on a program in the future mention it again. And you think, oh, yes, I was going to do something about that. But it's worthwhile having a talk to your friends. Find out if anyone's got one. Find out if anyone's started on it. And by the same token, it's also good at the beginning of the year to assess how you're going health-wise. Have you had a check on your eyesight recently? Have you had your hearing tests? There's lots of places will do free hearing tests. Specsavers are very generous in what they offer to gold card holders. So there's no excuse not to get started in these processes and just get some information about what your condition really is. And when it comes to going and seeing your GP, sometimes, you know, you may have three or four things that you need to mention on your list, and one session you can't really get through what's on your list. It's too expensive maybe to go and do a double session, but that's what they're encouraging. But there is a new process. There are health coaches available through your GP clinic, and you can ask the receptionist, ask the nurse how you can get extra help with monitoring things like your blood pressure, your weight, your diet, your medications overall. If you want to reduce these, how, you know, what could you be doing? And these people can interact with your GP, and they can actually answer some of the questions that you would perhaps take you to your GP. So it cuts down your health bill. These people are free. They are extra support provided by the government. And they will actually work with people on specific issues, and they'll see you quite regularly for a period of, say, 2 or 3 months while you make changes. So they're to encourage you to change some of the things you do in order to get different outcomes for your health. So they're very effective, and they're very well trained, and they're well set up, and they're eager to help you. So that's support that you really can do with. There's also, when it comes to money and budgeting, there are budget advisors out there that I've talked about before, but there's also Money Hub, which you can look up online and see what they've got on offer. They've got various newsletters that you can get sent to you. I get a weekly one on a Saturday, which is an update on what all the banks are offering in the way of interest payments for what terms, and you can see who's got the best deal without having to try and ring up and spend ages waiting on the phone for a person to talk to you. You can actually find this information at your fingertips, and if you're not confident of using the internet, go into your local library and book a session with a librarian, and then you can be on your way finding out what you want to find out, whether it's what Money Hub's offering or whether it's what other people are offering. Money Hub, incidentally, is an independent organisation, so they're not pushing any particular financial products or services. And for that reason, I would encourage you to look at their website. We will be looking at more support around grandparenting, places to take your grandchildren, new places, new options, and also for those people who don't have their own grandchildren living in New Zealand, they don't have that close relationship, something that they can have as a substitute, which is very powerful, and that's the Grand Friends organisation, who are encouraging intergenerational connections in the community and to be done safely and in a way that leads to quite interesting long-term connections for people. So those are things that we are interested in and interested in promoting and talking about in future programs. Thank you for listening to the session today, and we'll look forward to having you with us next time.
Get to together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus. And do note, Senior Focus is one word. Call me back.